39. Some years ago, a psychologist named Richard Leppa called a group of introverts to his lab and asked them to act like extroverts while pretending to teach a math class. Some years ago, a psychologist named Richard Leppa called a group of introverts to his lab and asked them to act like extroverts while pretending to teach a math class. Some years ago, a psychologist named Richard Leppa called a group of introverts to his lab and asked them to act like extroverts while pretending to teach a math class. Then he and his team, with video cameras in hand, measured the length of their strides, the amount of eye contact they made with their students, the percentage of time they spent talking, and the volume of their speech. Then he and his team, with video cameras in hand, measured the length of their strides, the amount of eye contact they made with their students, the percentage of time they spent talking, and the volume of their speech. Then he and his team, with video cameras in hand, measured the length of their strides, the amount of eye contact they made with their students, the percentage of time they spent talking, and the volume of their speech. They also rated how generally extroverted those fake extroverts appeared, based on their recorded voices and body language. Then Leppa did the same thing with actual extroverts and compared to the results. He found that although the latter group came across as more extroverted, some of the fake extroverts were surprisingly convincing. It seemed that most of us know how to fake it to some extent. Whether or not we're aware that the length of our strides and the amount of time we spend talking and smiling mark us as introverts and extroverts, we know it unconsciously.